Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 11, episode 7, number 61 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two amazing guests this week. We have the 2002 KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chatit, and the 2006 and 2011 champion, Mr. Amazing. Let's get into results of week 6. I'm leaving it in there. Who cares? Palmer over Oberg, Snyder over Kevin, Boardman over Brian, Pate over Ochi, Nanigay over Andy, and Doug over Aaron. Game of the week goes to who, Brian?
Me and Boardman.
All right. I'll have to agree with that. What do you think, Aaron?
It was definitely a good game. I'll give him that. But I don't know. I mean, Palmer's game over Oberg, I got to say, I was actually pretty impressed with until Sunday night. You know, then we knew that Palmer had it. You know, Brian's game, I guess, you know, he had a kind of a wish in one hand for Monday night. So I don't know. But then Ochi also, he came back. I mean, Ochi was down only by like 3 points at the end there. So honestly, there were quite a few really good games. I'm going to have to give this to my boy Oberg, though.
All right. Yeah.
No. I was within 30 points. And then Yahoo, like the next day, the stat corrections, they give take away 5 from me and add 10 to him. So now I'm down like 40 something.
Hey, I was up on...
And then Decker trips over the ground and then gets called for pass interference. And then, you know...
Well, you know what happened, right, Brian?
2 yards short of 100.
Brian, I don't know if I told you what happened. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I called in. I said, this game is really good. Stop Decker. And so they hit that button. A thing came up, and Decker tripped.
Talking about getting screwed, Brian and Marshall, I just needed like 5 or 6 yards just to get the modifier, and the mofo couldn't catch anything after that. That was a week ago. My bad. The Bears didn't play last week. I'm thinking the wrong week. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I lost. I lost an Anagay.
What's Toy Ball game of the week?
Joe versus Kevin?
Nah.
I was thinking mine and Doug's.
I'm thinking yours and Doug's too, because you didn't even make 200. You're the only one.
I know. I know.
Ouch. I didn't even see that. My bad. I'm going to give it to you and Doug then, definitely. I was giving it to Joe versus Kevin because Joe literally went balls deep on Kevin and beat him by the most 50 points. So, but all right. Let's.
Here's the thing about Kevin and Joe is that Kevin does not play well against Joe. Like these two, if I'm correct, Kevin has one win against him, and it was back when Joe first started. But ever since then, whenever Joe and Kevin face, a lot of times Kevin is the favorite, and Kevin just loses. And he loses bad,
you know,
really bad.
You know
it's
why?
It's close.
Here's why, because Kevin's a little bitch. That's why.
See, I was thinking it's because he had a small penis.
I'm going to change his team to Kevin's micro-dongs.
they're pretty small.
Or Marcy Top, you know, Kevin Bottom. I mean, this, you know, I can, you know, we'll come up with some new names for him, or the double Kevin Andre or Tondres or whatever. we'll think of something. So let's talk about week 7. Week 7, definitely week 7. Aaron versus Oberg, Andy versus Ochi, Brian versus Palmer, Snyder versus Pate, Nanigay versus Ogun, and Doug versus Tybo. Game of the week is going to go to who, Brian?
Nanigay and Ogun.
All right. Aaron?
Yeah, it's up that way. It's a no-brainer. It really is. I mean, I think I made the post about it. The biggest thing with this game, even though Kevin, because he lost last week, it's not for the division. But in a way it is, because if Kevin does get a win, he will have one more divisional win than Nanigay. And at the end of the year, that could be a big thing because these two are going to face each other again. So it's going to be very important. Easily game of the week.
Okay. Game of the week. I'll have to agree with that. What do you think the Toy Bowl game is going to be this week? Aaron?
It's Aaron Oberg.
Aaron, what do you think about that?
Let's see here. Who are some of the worst teams playing each other? You know, Doug and Ty, I mean, we could say that one's a pretty bad one because they're both 2-4. But my guess is it's going to be Andy and Ochi's game because Ochi's team currently has a couple of spots empty. I mean, you know, he's not even touching it. So I would actually probably say that that's going to be the Toilet Bowl game because I don't think it's even going to be close.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know what happens. You never know. So, all right, I'm going to say actually the Toilet Bowl game of the week is actually going to be – I'm going to say Brian versus Palmer. I'm just
saying. What's your upset of the week?
Upset of the week? Brian beating Palmer. That's what I think the upset's going to be.
True that.
I picked that. I think that Palmer's not going to win this week. That's what I think's going to happen. I think Palmer's not going to win. And so, you know, that gives Ochi and it also gives Dave Pate a chance to, you know, come within another game of him. Because Dave Pate right now is 2.5 games behind Palmer. And so getting that win is really, really, really important. And I mean, same thing with Ochi, 2.5 games behind. So really needs that. I think that Brian's going to upset him. I really do.
Really? Do you think Dave's going to upset Joe?
I picked Joe in this one, but Joe played Mario Manningham tonight. And Manningham was put on the he actually was ruled out of the game tonight, and I think Joe like had class or something, so he didn't have a chance to change him. So Joe is out a wide receiver.
Ouch.
So I think that Dave has a good chance to win.
All right.
Yeah, and Snyder tends to play every other week.
Yeah, every other week he's good. So last week he was good. This week he's not good.
And he also he also faced Kevin last week, so of course he's going to beat him. But, It just seems that his team performs really weird. Like, you know, my team will perform great when the other team performs better. So, and
I got to say, the downside to that, though, is Brian, next week you play Joe.
So
this week Joe gets 130 points. Next week he's getting 270.
Brian, 268.
Yeah.
Probably. I'll get my best score of the year.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So let's move on to some news. So who is 6-0? Dave Nanigay. That's right. 6-0. And if you're 6-0, what does that mean, Aaron?
Well, first of all, it means that you are making the playoffs. I mean, it just look, 6 wins should get you in, but nonetheless, 7, you're guaranteed. The chance of him losing 7 in a row, slim to none. So Nanigay's the first one in the playoffs, which is actually kind of cool.
Will he clinch this week?
I think it's looking better for him now. But
okay,
but we'll see.
So Brian, 5-1, the guy you're playing, Ty Palmer. He, you know, 100% of the time they make it. Are you gonna make him go 5-2 though?
Oh well, it's if he doesn't add those two bench players, then I might have a chance. Like Nanigay said it pretty good himself. He didn't know half the players on my team.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, 5-1, so it's a big deal. So Palmer almost is a shoe-in. All he has to do is win another game or two, and he's in. Good job for him. 4-2, we got Aaron and Kevin. You know, 87% of the time they make it. Now, it's two people that haven't made it, Aaron?
Yeah.
So Travis didn't make it in 08, and Mike didn't make it in 09. So 4-2 is kind of a weird number. 3-3, though, 74% of the time they make it in. Right now, we got Dave Pate, Ochi, and Snyder. They are all 3-3. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I mean, they could potentially, the three of them can make it, or two of them can make it, or none of them can make it. It's going to be interesting.
And I think that one in particular, you know, realistically, one person's probably not going to make it. And, you know, this week, here's the cool thing about it, because this week, Dave and Snyder face each other. So potentially, the person who wins this has the go-ahead win. And the person that loses, you know, is going to be pushed back a spot. Ochi, you know, he's taking on you, Andy. And, you know, it's one of those things where he gets this win and, you know, he's going to pretty much knock you out of the playoffs. You know, not completely, but pretty much knock you out. You know, and he has a, you know, really 2 wins away then from making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty big deal. Yep. Pretty big deals.
So at 2-4, 61% of the people have made it at 2-4. Tybo, Doug, and Johnny. Of those, you know, 61%, that's a 50, almost a 50-50. So basically, I think that I actually think only one of those guys are going to make it in the end. And nothing gets tied, you know, because, well, as he admitted, he does have kind of a crappy team. But, like, Doug and Oberg, of those two, Doug's going to end up making it because I think it's because of Johnny not being able to check his lineup very well. So, sorry. It kind of sucks, but that's probably what's going to happen.
And I would agree with that. I think Brian's probably in agreement there. I think Doug has the most likelihood. I do think, though, that Boardman could make it. I think that he has a shot. Last year we didn't give him any shot, but, you know, he did. He made it.
Yeah, he squeezed in at the last second, you know. He didn't pull out. He just stayed in the entire time. So
yeah.
Yeah, at 1-5, only one person has made it to the playoffs. Right now it's between myself and Brian. So, Brian, are we both going to make the playoffs, or are we both going to get eliminated this week?
Well, I could go either way, but I think we'll probably just be eliminated.
Okay. Are you going to pick 10th next year?
No.
Because you're going to have to also think about the draft picks you gave Aaron we're going to pick, too.
Speaking of draft picks and trades, I saw Aaron upped it to 15. I offered a trade to mm-hmm. Doug. I offered him Julio Jones for his 5th round and 6th round pick. And I, in return, picked Gates and his 11th and 12th, or my 11th and 12th.
If you, like, I think you would have done if you offered like a 4th and like an 8th.
Well,
yeah, I think the problem is people.
It's a start.
Yeah,
it's a start. It's the first negotiating. It's like the CBA for the NHL. You negotiate a little bit.
Because I think most people don't want to go 2 rounds without a pick. Mm-hmm. I think that's.
He won't. He's got two 6th round picks.
Oh, he does. Oh, I did not know that. That might be worth it for him. I bet you he'll wait till this week, though, because I think if he wins this week, he will do the trade.
Yeah. If he wins, I mean, then it's a thought. Yeah. It really is. I got to say this. I think that, you know, if one of you guys – I actually think both of you guys will win this week, which if you do, what makes it very interesting is that Boardman is at 2-4, so is Doug, and they play each other this week. Ooh. And I play Oberg, so Oberg's probably going to lose. So we could have 4 people sitting at 2-5.
Yeah.
Well, somebody will be in 8th place then.
That's true.
Almost 8th. I guess not.
Yeah. So I got a big announcement to make. I talked to one of our managers.
You're gay?
No, I'm not gay. I'm still straight.
Oh.
I'm going to stay straight. I'm not. Because, dude, here's why I can't be gay. Because if I'm sucking some dude off and I take a shot in the mouth, I don't know what to say afterwards. That's the problem. That's why I know I can never be gay. Am I supposed to be like, what do I do now? That's why I know I can never be gay. And I won't be. Because I love the pussy. Anyway, so I got a big announcement. I talked to one of the managers on Wednesday. And he told me he didn't want to be in the league anymore. So we have another person leaving. Do you know who that is, Brian?
Who doesn't want to be in the league anymore?
Someone told me they're not going to be in the league anymore. So they said, just
probably
fine.
Ochi.
Ochi decided to quit the league, so he is no longer in the league. So we're going to – right now, I'm going to – starting next week, because I guess his lineup might have been set for this week. If not, then I guess I'll get the easy win. But starting on Tuesday, I'm going to take over his team for the time being. I'm going to try and find someone to manage the team for the rest of the year. But for the time being, we another one bites the dust, I guess. So we've lost 2 managers. Which kind of sucks this year, so.
Huh.
Oh, well.
Well, 2 managers for the same team.
I should point that out. It's for the same team. So I'm going to play.
That's kind of the funny thing.
So I think with the plan, we'll just kind of play it by ear, but hopefully we'll get, hopefully Mike can come back. If not, then I think I already know who I'm going to pick. I just got to give him a call. I finally got his number, so I'll have to give him a call and see if he's down.
If that team makes it into 8th spot for some reason, I think the 9th place team ought to take that spot, you know, switch it, just because nobody's got it.
That is a good point, actually.
Well, and it's something that we can bring up for the rest of the league and kind of ask them what they think should happen. because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, he has wins and he has losses, you know, prior to this. And, you know, keeping stat wise, you know, this is going for Ochi. So if he loses the rest of his games, I have that down as Ochi lost those the rest of the games, unless Mike comes back, you know.
In fact, I don't think it should matter. I think if he makes it in the playoffs, he should just not be in it, or that team shouldn't be in it, because there's no person to manage it other than another manager.
I mean, if push came to shove, and basically if that person won or whatever, I think maybe we would do something where that game would get, or we can actually deduct points from a team. So I'd probably end up having to do something like that, and then just put a, you know, asterisk by it. But, you know, it's something we'll discuss. I don't know what to do still. I was kind of in shock. I'm still in shock that he decided to leave. But
middle of the season.
No. Yeah, he decided to leave. He just said
bad timing on both of them.
Yeah, usually when someone's left, they'll tell me what it is, and they'll say don't tell anyone. But he didn't. He just said that he was very vague about it. But, you know, I just want to thank him for, you know, running, you know, 6 weeks for the team. You know, it was great. He went on a, you know, he won the, out of the first four games, he won three of them, you know, so I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for being in the league. We really appreciate it. So good luck to you. But anyways.
Yeah, I think that we all wish that he would have stayed, you know. Yeah. You know, any type of shit talking we do on the board or even on the podcast, I hope that he knows, and everybody else who listens to this knows, it's all in good fun. Personal attacks. It's
fuck
all
you all.
Suck my dick, Brian. What are you doing later?
You know, it's all in good fun. We're all friends here, you know.
Yeah, and you know, so I think there's more. More to it, but he didn't want to get into it, and I don't blame him. Let you know, he needs his personal life. Let him do that. And I just hope that whatever the situation is, I really hope it's better. So if he told
you
me,
know what.
But yeah,
you know, what I think it was is that he was really scared to face you this week, Andy.
He was scared because I have Tom Brady.
Exactly, and he, you know, Ochi was like, "Look, Tom Brady, I can't do
he's
that."
Like, he's like, "I can't face Tim Brady this week." Anyways, but yeah, so good luck. You know, hopefully at some point maybe he's back in it. We'll see. But let's move on to something really cool: survival. What's going on with survival, Aaron? Who's left?
Down to me and Joe.
I got to say something, and this is why I got to give Joe a lot of credit. That motherfucker is so good with a survival. What the hell? Doesn't he? It doesn't seem like he's always in it.
Yeah,
certainly not. The regular one he lost.
That's true. He did.
Okay, the regular one we all won. All right. You know, there's 12 people that won. Ochi won it. You won it. Aaron won it. I won it. I mean, we all won it. So, it doesn't matter. We all won it. But this one, but I just find it interesting because Joe seems to pick the right teams. And in fact, the one year in MFL, didn't he go to like week 12 or something like that?
Yeah, he went really far. He was like a week or two behind Doug when Doug finally went out. But he did really good. I mean, and it was pretty awesome. Unfortunately, MFL let you keep going, whereas Yahoo didn't. Which actually brings up a very interesting thing I wanted to ask you guys, and I'm gonna, you know, put this thought process out to the rest of the board too, the rest of the league. I had an idea, which is for the survival next year. I believe that what we should do is we should implement the three strikes policy, but it's first strike and you're out. And the idea here is that we can see how far somebody can go before getting their first strike. Because with Yahoo, it doesn't allow you to, right? Because after you get your first – like, let's say I actually won it. You know, it would say Aaron survived to week two, and then everybody else went out and he won. Well, who cares? I want to see how far I can go, you know?
Right.
And unfortunately, Yahoo doesn't allow that. So I wanted to know kind of – Brian, what do you think of that idea? I mean, is it smart or is it just kind of stupid or who cares?
So you're
what do you think? Yeah.
Sounds fine to me. I don't care.
Okay, so let me get this right, and then Brian, you should answer. Okay, so basically we do three strikes, but technically after that first strike, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you would still pick just so that way, you know, other people can you know, see how far they can go.
Okay. All right.
You know, after that first strike, then it's like, okay, you know, Doug won it in week six. That's when everybody else was out, and Doug was the last one. He went out week six. Then we can actually record who went the longest.
Okay. What do you think, Brian? Do you think that's a good idea?
I do.
All right. Let's see what everyone else says. Of course, we'll post that the show is released. Let's see if certain people actually listen to the show, because I know Kevin doesn't, because he told me that he's a little bitch, and then that his micro dong can barely please Marcy. And
The other thing too, I would like to point out is that we could potentially break up if there's ever a tie. We could potentially break up that tie then, because we would have the three strikes in there, and we could say, okay, everybody went out week two. Well, we have that, we have that second strike, so let's just keep going. So that way we could have a clear winner going forward. So, I mean, something to talk about, but, obviously not now.
Right.
What's there to talk about? Just do it.
Just fucking do it. So what's going on with Pickens, by the way, Aaron? It seems that you actually, I'm a couple behind you now.
Horrible.
I know. It's ridiculously bad, guys. It's ridiculously bad. I'm just running away with it again this year.
Oh, fucking bullshit.
I mean, look, guys, I hate to say it, but, I'm two up right now on the second place guy, which is Nana Gay. And then I'm three up on you, Andy, and Palmer. Three.
But here's the deal, dude. It's only three, all right? I'm in third place. Brian, you are at 49. Six. So you're only seven behind. Dude, you're fine.
I only got like three right last week, though.
Well, last week sucked. Let's just put it that way.
I got four. I got four.
You got four? Well, still.
You should have picked Cleveland. I don't know why you guys didn't. I mean, come on.
Oh, come on, dude.
Cincy. Cleveland and Cincy every year. Every year, Cleveland wins, Cincy wins. Last year last week in the league pick'ems, you can take a look. I picked Doug to beat me. Because every year I beat Doug first, Doug beats me second. That's what happens. Cincy and Cleveland, same way. Same way. I was smart.
Mm-hmm. Who's Hurricane Dickus, by the way?
Fuck if I know. I guess you can click on members.
Yeah, you can do that for me.
Travis.
He did not do his pick'em.
I didn't do it for today. Neither did
he's been paid.
Neither did Palmer. He's been paid as Oberg. Oberg is he's not going to be able to do anything, I guess, for a couple weeks. So
what you should do is tell that motherfucker that I should be able. If he lets me like edit his thing, I can actually edit for him and actually put down that. That's the game. So I can actually make the picks for him. Well, that sucks. You're not allowed to edit this team's picks. See, if you make it so I can't edit the team's picks, I can hook you up. If something happens. In his case, he got a big thing of herpes. Oh, by the way, dude, I got to tell you something really funny. So, like, my wife was telling me that one of the girls she works with can't stand this girl. And she said the name, and I couldn't stop laughing at it. And I'm not going to say the girl's name, but I think both of you know who I'm talking about. Because they said, my wife's like, you want to hear something funny? He took that girl home, did her a bunch of times, and then made his mom take her home.
Oh, boy.
And the one girl couldn't stop laughing at it because she can't stand the girl, I guess. So, Oberg, I know you listen to this. Now it's going around, and see, she heard that as a rumor. It was a rumor that's what happened, that she basically went home, that went to, whatever, did Oberg, and then Oberg's mom, took her home. And
I heard he got her pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant. I hope not, at least. No, Johnny pulls out. Everyone knows that. She said, come on my tits. So anyways.
Is this a sports podcast?
I just want to talk because you brought up Johnny, and I was like, I got to tell you what I just heard. So I thought it was kind of interesting, like, how many degrees away it happened that, this girl hates the girl that Johnny did. And then when she heard a rumor about that, and Heather's like, oh, yeah, I knew about that, blah, blah, blah. It happened on Aaron's bachelor party night. And I was like, yeah, then he came back and hung out with us. She thought it was hilarious. Anyways, yep. I just want to say that Oberg's the man. It's not every day you pick up a girl and take her home and have your mom drop her off. NFL news, let's move on. Should they expand to 18 games? What do you think, Brian?
Of course, that means I have more chances to make the playoffs in fantasy.
Do we go to week 14, though, and then do weeks 15, 16, and 17 as playoffs?
Exactly.
Is that what we would have to do, Aaron, or would we have to still stick with the same format?
Nope. We would add one more week because they would probably add another bye week in there. And so we would go till week 17 because there would be there would be 20 weeks then theoretically, but we would go till week 17 just so that way everybody plays each other once and then everybody plays everyone in the division twice. Makes it more fun that way, because unfortunately as it is right now doing the schedule, I have to keep track of who didn't play who last year, this year, next year, the year after that, because you don't want anyone to have that happen twice. You know, like this year I don't play Kevin, which sucks because Kevin and I have a good rivalry.
I'm not offended by it.
Andy, you don't play Oberg this year, which sucks, you know, because that's, of course, fun to do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, it's just one of those things. I hope it happens fantasy-wise. I think it'd be great. I love watching the Bears, so it's always fun doing that. The downside is when it gets late in the season, if your team's not in the playoff hunt, it kind of gets long. You know, the season gets long fantasy-wise and professional-wise.
That's what she
said. No, it doesn't.
Oh, by the way, I just hacked Oberg's account, dude. Guess what his password was?
Password is taco.
Password is taco. That's right. Ugh. That's what I put for my password. No, your team name is my password. My taco is my password. By the way, I haven't seen the new episode of the league yet, but it's called Hoodie, so I know it has to deal with circumcision some way. So
it does. And I just want to say this. I believe that Kevin, I found out he's only half circumcised.
Well, you know that he's just a shower. He is not a grower. I talked to Marcy. She said that, no, he, you know, what he has hanging there, which she said is about 3 inches. When he's hard, it's like 2.5 inches.
And No. 2.5? I think that's generous.
She was probably being nice about it.
Until he goes to a bathhouse.
Well, I guess when he was doing that Asian chick, she said it was the biggest cock she's ever seen. Of course, it was the only cock she'd ever seen.
Bigger than her dad's, that's for sure.
Brian, you got anything you want to add for this week?
Yeah, the safety that the 49ers got, that hardball challenge, that's going to ruin a lot of games, and I think this week in fantasy.
That's going to be awesome.
That's the best part. Because what's the point of that, by the way? He was just like, yeah, I want to decline it. Why wouldn't you want the ball? But I thought you can't onside the free kick. I thought it had to be kicked.
It wouldn't matter because they would have been up by 9.
Oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. Well, they went up by 9, but it still had like 40-some seconds left, right? 43 seconds.
Yeah.
Couldn't they come back still?
Theoretically, they could.
Do they have, wait,
you got Russell fucking Wilson at the helm.
Dude, they don't have Tim Tebow on the team, that's why.
Well, you should pick him up. He's the second string running back this week, so that's pretty cool.
I think I'm going to do that.
Speaking of which, Brian, with your 44th move, you're going to pick up Tim Tebow. I got to ask you. You have one move you get to make every week now.
I don't care.
Till the end of the season.
I might be picking up another guy this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of my running backs, both of them are injured that I have them in the lineup right now. They might not play.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know what Palmer's thinking right now? Easy win.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because Rashard was out this, they said. He sat out.
He's got a chance, but he's not. Yeah, he might be out, too.
Oh, Bolt in practice, yeah. Adrian Peterson's still going, though, right?
Yeah.
He didn't practice, though, that's right.
Yeah. The one thing I got going for me, DeMarco Murray's not playing. On his team, but that doesn't matter. He's all got Arian Foster. He'll do more than enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brian. I'm gonna give you an insight right now. They're saying that the running back to pick up this week for Dallas was not Felix Jones. He's gonna get a lot of carries, but the guy who would possibly be the starter is actually Felix Jones's backup. They have some stock in him, but
is it Jerry Jones?
No, probably. But it could be like a New York Giants situation where Dave Wilson was supposed to be really good and then he sucked, you know, and they brought in the other guy and he did really good. It could be one of those. So, I mean, you got that option. You could pick up Dallas's backup, pick up Tim Tebow. I don't know if he can be put in the running back spot or not yet.
I doubt it.
Let's see. Nope, can't be put. So, I don't know. That's what I would say.
And I have I have Brandon Weeden as my starting quarterback because I just don't like the matchup with Stafford and the Bears.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that, though. I wouldn't play Stafford versus the Bears, dude.
You could pick up Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Toby Gerhardt, he might get a couple of touches.
Yeah. I picked up Blunt. Not really. I thought about it, though.
Let's see, Ronnie Brown, how's he done? Jarquai Bell. Dexter McCluster. No, he's on a bye. Robert Turbin, he already played. Honestly, you know what, Brian? You're kind of screwed right now.
I am.
You're kind of screwed. You know what? That sucks.
Yeah. Shit happens.
That's, yep.
Oh, well, you know what, though? I think you should use Section 8686 if you get a web hosting account through Oscator. That's what I think. So, anyway, so for the 2002 champion Brian Chatine and for the 2006 and 2011 champion Aaron Hughes, I am the commissioner, the Drew. I have not won a championship yet, but it is coming. But we'll see you on the gridiron.
I don't know if it's coming, Andy.
Not this year. There's always next year.
Not this year.
I hate you guys.
You should do better.
Before you focus on... Oh, wait, you make the playoffs. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm going to make the playoffs.
I mean, Andy at least makes the playoffs, too. I guess I should probably make the playoffs before I start thinking about the championship.